Leading the news, Indonesia's President Joko Widodo has ordered authorities to search through the night for a plane that crashed off the coast of Jakarta. Mr. Widodo has met the relatives of the 189 passengers who were on board the Boeing 737 when it crashed shortly after takeoff. Officials say it is now unlikely there were any survivors. The plane had recently experienced a technical problem, but the airline insists that issue was resolved. The Foreign Affairs Department has since updated its Smart Traveller website, warning against using Lion Air or any of their subsidiary airlines. Former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has warned that relocating Australia's embassy in Israel would be met with a very negative reaction in Indonesia. In the lead-up to the Wentworth by-election, Mr. Turnbull's successor, Scott Morrison, floated the idea of moving the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. While representing Australia at a conference in Bali, Mr. Turnbull spoke with Indonesian President Widodo, who expressed concerns about the policy. Germany's leader Angela Merkel has announced her current fourth term will be her last as Chancellor. The Christian Democrats were severely weakened in elections in the state of Hesse on Sunday, the latest poor performance by parties in her coalition government. Chancellor Merkel says she's prepared to see out her term until 2021, but would not run for re-election as the party's chairwoman at the end of the year.